News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. The New Year's Eve party turned out to be someone's last party in Rhinelander. We have the story from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
Rhinelander police say it started with an altercation outside of Sackett's Bar at around 12:30 in the morning. One person was severely injured and taken to St. Mary's Hospital. Another 48-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. Officers have not said if the two were fighting each other or if they were fighting one or more other people. Officers are withholding the name of the man until his family is notified. The incident remains under investigation, and Rhinelander police want anyone with information about the crime or the incidents leading up to the death to contact them. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Marathon County deputies are investigating a New Year's Eve party that ended with a fight. A 21-year-old is in the hospital. Deputies say the party was in the town of Maine near Wausau, and alcohol was being served to minors as well as adults. The fight broke out as the party's host tried to end the celebration and send people home. The name of the person in the hospital has not yet been released, and we don't know their age. There was a water main break on Wausau's west side last night. This happened around 7 p.m. at 6th Avenue near Norton Street. The water pipes in that part of the city are old and may have been further weakened by all this cold weather. The cold also made it more difficult to fix things. Crews usually shut off the water service while making repairs. This time, though, they wanted to keep the water flowing for fear of more freeze-ups. People who live in the area may have noticed low water pressure. Water from the break spilled into streets and created an icing situation for several blocks. With the start of the new year yesterday, legalized marijuana sale for personal recreational use was allowed for the first time in Colorado under a change approved by voters there. Denver City Councilman Charlie Brown, that's his real name, says that they may reexamine this law a year from now and see what's working and what isn't.
We need to get over this kind of the humorous aspect of Mile High City and let it settle down, and then we will look at this again and see, did we make any mistakes? Do we need to move in this direction or that direction?
Meanwhile, there are advocates for legalizing medical marijuana here in Wisconsin who say they're watching very closely what's happening in Colorado.
Colorado is the first state in the nation to license retail sales of marijuana. It's a great moment, according to Gary Stork of Is My Medicine Legal Yet?
It's something Wisconsin certainly can't escape from.
Stork says it's an amazing thought that you can hop on a plane and be in Denver in just a couple of hours and legally buy cannabis without fear of breaking the law.
It's getting to the point where medical use is pretty much becoming mainstream.
Senator John Erpenbach, Democrat from Middleton, had promised to continue reintroducing medicinal marijuana legislation as long as it takes to change state law.
Jackie Johnson, 55 SAU News.
People in the Northeast are bracing for another massive snowstorm. New York City is under a winter storm warning. They could get another 10 inches over the next 48 hours. And Boston has already canceled school today and tomorrow in anticipation of the storm. Sunday's wild card playoff game between the Packers and 49ers still at risk for a television blackout in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and in Wausau. As of last night, 7,500 tickets were still to be sold. Packers are announcing today that they will be selling some of those tickets through the box office at Lambeau Field. They had been available online through Ticketmaster only. Ticketmaster still has tickets posted for sale as of this morning, although their site apparently had some malfunctions and was not selling tickets during the overnight. The game is supposed to be sold out by 3 o'clock this afternoon for the blackout to be lifted, although there have been circumstances where the NFL has granted an extension. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Quite cold once again for this Thursday, becoming sunny, a high around 6 above 0, a north wind around 5 to 10. For tonight, clear and frigid, a low of 14 below 0. On Friday, increasing clouds and becoming breezy in the afternoon, a high around 11. On Saturday, some light snow likely in the morning, maybe an inch or two accumulation possible, then a little sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 22. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Cold start as we get the kids off to school for the first school day of 2014. Lots of sub-zero temperatures around central Wisconsin. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.